Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your daily dose of truth serum for taming that inner bull. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs? Like those epic losses, the kind that knock the wind out of your sails? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into a tough one. Navigating grief and loss. It's not just about crying buckets, though that's totally valid. It's about understanding these complex emotions, finding healthy coping mechanisms, and ultimately, learning to live with the ache in your heart. Because let's face it, life is a beautiful mess, and sometimes those messy parts involve saying goodbye. But guess what? You don't have to navigate this alone. This podcast is your companion on this journey. First things first, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. We're not talking about some cookie-cutter formula here. It's as unique as your fingerprint, shaped by your relationship with the person you lost, your personality, and a whole bunch of other factors. Some days you might be okay, even having moments of laughter, and that's perfectly normal. Other days, the grief might hit like a freight train, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and lost. Embrace those emotions, don't judge them, just let them flow through you. Think of it like waves crashing on the shore. Some are gentle ripples, others are powerful surges. Second, talk about it. You know that saying, talk is cheap. Well, in this case, talking can be incredibly valuable. Share your feelings with trusted friends, family, a therapist, or even join a grief support group. Putting words to the pain can be incredibly cathartic, and connecting with others who understand what you're going through can offer a sense of comfort and validation. Third, take care of yourself. This is non-negotiable. Grief takes a toll on your body and mind. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, and engaging in activities that bring you joy, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. A walk in nature, listening to music, reading a good book. These simple things can help ground you and provide a sense of peace. Fourth, remember the good times. This doesn't mean ignoring your pain or pretending everything is okay. It means honoring the beautiful memories you shared with the person you lost. Look at old photos, tell stories about them, listen to their favorite music. Keeping their memory alive can be a powerful source of comfort and strength. And finally, be patient with yourself. There's no timeline for grief. Some days will be easier than others. Don't pressure yourself to get over it or feel a certain way. Allow yourself the time and space you need to heal. Remember, healing is not about forgetting. It's about learning to live with the pain in a way that honors your loved one and allows you to move forward. Think about that friend who went through a really tough breakup last year. You probably saw them at their lowest point, but then they started taking small steps, slowly rebuilding their life. They found solace in shared meals with friends, picked up an old hobby, and eventually even started dating again. It wasn't overnight, but they kept showing up for themselves day by day. That's what grief is like, a marathon, not a sprint. So, whether you're dealing with the recent loss of a loved one or navigating the long-term effects of grief, remember this. You are not alone. There are people who care about you, resources available to support you, and a community waiting to offer their understanding. Embrace your emotions, take things one step at a time, and be kind to yourself. The journey through grief is tough, but it's also an opportunity for growth, resilience, and ultimately, finding meaning even in the midst of loss. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you have your own story or insights about navigating grief and loss, hit us up on social media. Let's create a space where we can support each other through life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep taming that bull, and remember, even in the darkest of times, there is always light to be found.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.